Guess not.
Oh.
Alexa, that was awesome.
She can't hear you.
Hello and welcome to Rollin' Nerdy A Tabletop Gaming Podcast. Dungeons and Dragons edition with assistance from Amazon Echo.
Next character I make is going to be named Alexa. That way every time someone comments, something will happen. It'll be great.
So what's happening with everybody?
Saw Black Panther last night. Movie was freaking awesome.
I'm going to go see it tomorrow. I'm excited.
For Wakanda!
Wakanda!
Okoye is my new spirit.
Still left out.
Sorry. But you know what? You can go see the movie too. And then you'll be in the club.
I've seen it.
He's in the club.
Who remembers what we were doing last time?
Nobody.
We were in Liam's tiny hut.
And Vince has just determined right he's going there. To mess up my setup I have.
Hey, you're the one who put the power cord running right through this room of bad guys.
Can you...
We had just taken a long rest.
Up that way.
We were taking a long rest. We absolutely were.
Yeah, we're in the middle.
We are in a tomb.
Yep. Exploring a tomb.
We were at the top of the stairs.
Yes, you were, right?
I just killed a bunch of things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, memory.
She's totally taking credit for killing everything herself.
And we have a bunch of dogs.
They were killing something?
You're welcome.
We have a room full of wild dogs.
No, they were cane corsos.
They were
big.
Yeah. And so they're all now running around with Scorch outside.
Sorry.
I use speak with animals to tell them that's the pack leader, and so they're all going to follow Scorch somewhere else.
So far, I only see one mini in the dungeon.
We're over
Mine's
here.
Right
we're resting.
Mine's right there. Will you put me in there? Oh, I'm not taking point.
Why not?
We really need it.
I'm too small to take point.
I'm big enough to take point.
All right, at the bottom of the staircase,
well,
where you have been resting.
Right up the...
Boy.
Go ahead.
You stunned mine.
It's the door.
Sorry about that, Mike.
You know the way I talk to David all the time, that has to be a fake stun.
What?
I'm always messing with him about giving me reach unders and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought they were reach arounds.
No, they were reach unders.
Reach
around is the comment that they have in Full Metal Jacket.
His thing was he wanted to give me a reach under. Which I'm not sure how that works, but...
Well, let's see. I can draw you a picture, or I can demonstrate...
Oh, and making him laugh hurts his neck. I'm sorry.
You're in for it, dude. You are so in for it.
You probably should have not come.
That was a bad planning, yeah.
You remember how we are,
not
right?
Without a reach under,
not without a reach under, right?
You can't get away from us, because we'll just reach under and get you.
Remember, you said this.
I love him trying not to laugh at his elephant's neck. We are such cruel bastards, but yeah.
I didn't make him plug in his computer himself today because of his neck. That's where the reach under thing came from. He was reaching under me to plug in the computer.
That's what they call that, huh? Plugging in the computer.
I had sympathy for him and did it for him.
Look.
She's offering you drugs.
The first one's free, and then after that you have to pay.
That is what you said you took. This is legal medication
is
for
legal
the podcast for the podcast listeners.
What? Do do do.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Pause for appropriateness.
Yeah.
Pause. I still have a job.
We had to do some off recording discussion there. All right, we're at the top of the stairs. At the bottom of the stairs, you see a door.
We're completely rested, right?
Yes, you are completely rested, yes.
Yay!
Yeah.
You know what?
There was no way I was keeping this guy alive anymore.
I know.
I'm up, I'm down. I'm up, I'm down. I'm up, I'm down. I'm up, I'm making your mind up.
He was doing burpees.
Yeah. I can't help but think we could just leave now and not have to deal with any of this stuff.
But aren't we supposed to be dealing with this?
I don't remember. It's been several
we're
weeks.
We're looking for the jewel. That's why we're here.
Yeah,
the jewel of the Nile?
No.
There's a bunch of treasure in here, too.
Okay, treasure, yeah.
The walls.
We're looking for the stone used to...
Hello, Thunder.
Suck the divine spark out of the world tree.
Yes.
Okay, that makes more sense.
That totally sucked. you for the currency.
No, it took me that long to get it. That was legitimate. I'm sorry.
By the way, Scar takes off this belt and then wraps it around you. And you now have a strength.
You're now married.
You look fantastic on
you're now married.
21. So quit your weak ass attacks on people.
With this cloak, I take you under my protection.
No. He's just. It's nothing so weird as that. He's just not my bitch.
What is it?
It's a girdle of giant strength. I'm letting you wear my girdle.
That gives you a strength of 21?
Yeah.
Wow. What I put in it. They brought that back old school.
Does it? Are you lowering your strength?
Well, it's only lowering it by 2, so I'm fine with it.
By this many.
Girdle of hill giant, belt of hill giant strength is what it is.
I liked it better when he called it a girdle.
Me too.
It could still be a girl.
Well, I had a DM that would combine. He didn't think it was made any sense for cursed items just to be crappy cursed items, so he would combine them.
Check it.
So he had a belt of the girdle of femininity, masculinity, mixed with a girdle of giant strength. So if you wanted it, you go, it's a girdle of giant strength.
And now I'm going to take this girdle because I've suddenly become a woman.
Or just make things completely ridiculous, like a cloak of protection plus 5 has like a feather boa and purple feathers.
What, you mean like the guild of the vestments that I'm wearing?
It's going to be up to 21 plus 5.
All right, do I need to say again that you're standing at the top of the stairs with a door at the bottom?
But I'm not going first.
Yes, please.
Is it a good idea to let us go first?
There was a door last time.
There's a door at the bottom of the stairs.
Yep. Bottom stairs.
There's a door. There's a door at the bottom of the stairs.
There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a door at the bottom of the sea.
But if this...
There's a bucket and a hole in the bottom of the sea.
There's a hole in the bucket. Dear Liza.
Oh, he corrected you.
We haven't got to that part, the hole in the bucket.
Suppose you're now going to tell me that there ain't
any fucking way.
How'd we get on a bucket?
There's a door at the bottom of the stairs.
For the fifth time, there is a door at the bottom of the stairs.
There's a flea in the hole in the door at the bottom of the stairs.
There's
a flea on the key in the hole in the door at the bottom of the stairs.
There's a whore. Where's the whore?
Where's the whore?
Where's the whore?
We are never going to get through that door. I'm telling you, the way this game is going, we're going to stay right there all night.
I'm trying to figure out how we ended up on a bucket in the bottom of the sea.
Well, do you actually want to know? Or can we?
I'm going to go down the stairs.
Generally speaking, it's a good idea to avoid any whore you find in a dungeon.
Generally speaking, it's a good idea.
So do we have anyone who's 2 checks for traps?
Not me.
Apparently, I'm going to since somebody else is going to.
Can you check for traps?
Anybody can check.
I can check for traps.
All right, I'm putting Lady Athene at the bottom of the stairs.
Certainly right there with Lady Athene.
How close do you want to be?
I'll be right under her. She can check it from the ceiling.
No, I got Bart.
I'll be right behind him.
Mine plus 5. Mine investigates a plus 5. Can anybody beat that?
I'm a plus 0.
You're not an investigator.
My investigation is plus 3.
Can I give yourself guidance?
We had the same question last time.
I'll give you guidance. She can help you and give you advantage.
Is guidance a spell?
All right. Yeah, you can help me.
Is guidance a spell?
Yeah, now I have advantage.
Here, I'll help you.
What level spell is guidance?
I will help you.
Just tell me you're going to help, and I have advantage now.
Oh, I'm helping.
You got to be down there, though, to help.
Okay, move me
Alexa,
down
open... What's the name of it?
I'm not down there anymore. So
forgot the name of it.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Yeah, because I forgot the name of it. Alexa, open Dungeon
Assistant.
Welcome to Dungeon Assistant. You can ask me to roll dice or look up spells.
Here, guide.
You can look up spells by name, like Magic Missile.
I got it already.
You can also look up by class.
It's right here.
Alexa, stop.
What would you like me to do?
Alexa, shut the hell up.
Thank you for trying the Dungeon Assistant.
Thanks a lot! Basically, she's like, fuck you!
Fuck you, I'm out, man. You don't like it?
Alright, can you give yourself guidance, is the question.
Yes, you touch one willing creature, it wasn't before the spell ends.
Are you willing to touch yourself?
Yes. Oh, good thing I gave myself guidance.
No.
That's a whopping 12.
I didn't.
Or no, she gave you the...
A 12 for investigate.
You see no traps.
I see no traps.
I gave you advantage. Was that with advantage?
Yeah. I'll open the door. Is the door locked?
It is not.
All right.
Alexa,
me where they need to be?
Ask Dungeon Beast to tell me about vampires.
Oh, shit.
I found the following beasts.
Alexa,
vampire,
we're gonna get clean
vampire spawn, vampire spellcaster, vampire warrior. Tell me which one you want by saying its name.
Vampire.
Vampire. Size, M-type, undead, shape changer. Speed, 30 feet. Strength, 18. Dexterity, 18.
Alexa, stop.
Constitution.
So that's what's in there.
Awesome.
What's the speed?
One vampire and five vampires spawn.
The speed was 30.
But
so the door's open?
So yep. They do not move when you open the door.
So there's people in there.
Yeah, they look like people.
I'm about to say, that's all we see. There are people in there.
Very pale
people.
These
doors have been shut for a very long time.
And they also are not
very
moving.
Long time.
They're also not moving.
How many vampire spawns are in there?
There's six total people in there.
Six! Six total people! See, I combined vampire with the cow because he's...
A vampire?
A vampire, yeah, see?
And
but does he ever drink the blood of the other Muppets? I mean,
I always assume.
There's actually an episode where he spends the night with Bert and Ernie where they think it happened in the night because Ernie wakes up and he's kind of like a zombie and he'll only like count numbers because...
That's weird that they wake up in the morning thinking something happened.
I have so many things to say right now.
The vampires suck.
The table has been set for a ghastly dinner party. With six humanoid creatures, each of which clad in the finest of ancient evening wear. The table and the creatures which are seated are dust and cobweb covered, unlike the rest of this place, which is kept clear. The plates, goblets, and silverware are all solid gold. Well, then wouldn't that be goldware then?
Yes.
There's a small
dinnerware.
Fireplace to one side of the room.
The fireplace?
Yes.
That I kept hitting?
Yep. That's it.
Okay.
They do not move.
Does it look like they're alive?
They look as alive as vampires would look. So, yeah, they look alive.
Based off of everything that we know about the tombs, are they all orcs?
No, they are humans.
That's weird.
Do they notice us when we open the door?
They do not move. They appear to be, like, frozen like statues.
Is there any other exits?
Any exits, yeah.
Nope, the only thing you see in there is the fireplace.
Okay.
Check the fireplace.
All right, I'm going to fly over to the fireplace.
You can't fly.
Yeah,
he can totally fly.
I have winged. I have the winged boots.
Yeah. I'm gonna go this way and set up right here.
Okay, we believe you can fly.
Now I gotta find out.
But
how
you have
much
to sing
fly.
It,
Alexa. Sing. I believe I can fly.
I believe I can fly by R. Kelly.
No.
Alexa, stop.
No, yeah, we can't play that on the podcast.
Alexa,
stop.
Sing Defying Gravity.
We can't sing anything. We can't play any music on the podcast. Alexa,
sorry,
stop.
I don't know.
Thank you. Alexa, stop.
We're causing all kinds of problems.
You should not have brought her.
She's not welcome here.
No, she's totally welcome.
That's the problem.
It's like a little kid. You tell it to do something. Oh, it'll do whatever you tell it to do.
Alexa, have Smack Talker speak to Danny.
Sorry, I don't know.
I said it wrong. I used the wrong syntax.
I can
the
fly
worst
for up
part
to
about
4 hours.
You gotta say things correctly.
And I move at my walking speed, which is 50.
Okay, so you're at the fireplace now.
And I do it in 1 minute increments, and it recovers 2 hours of flying every 12 hours they're not used. That's cool. I like it.
I'm not going past the door.
Okay.
I want to say where I can see everything. Are you going in? Are you going
so
in?
So why didn't we let the two guys that started the fight last time, or let me back
I'm
in there?
I'm
going
to go inside, but stand just to the side of the door. Yeah.
What do I see in the fireplace?
Not
anything
that
unusual?
I want
a catch or something that opens up
anything,
to another thing,
but you probably went in just because of how old your clothes are.
Investigate.
Crap.
I'm really interested
with
in
guidance.
Flatware.
Huh?
I'm really
that didn't help much. Eight.
Interested in the flatware.
You see nothing.
There's a fireplace. Does it have a fire in it?
No.
Fire in the fireplace.
I'm going to go look at the flatware.
Okay, it is very old and very nice and looks quite valuable.
I'm going to throw a produced flame and light the fire in the fireplace.
Okay.
Who's got a bag of holding?
It burns.
I do. And I think two. You do.
Let's put this flatware in that bag of holding.
It may be part of the room. These could all be a trap.
Before you do that, let me go ahead and get ready for the great axe out.
on that I've not guy. Picked it up yet.
Has anybody even inspected these corpses here that are just sitting here?
We don't be rude. Hello, are you guys awake?
They're not even moving?
Nope, weird. They're not moving. They don't say anything. They are sitting up. They're not slumped over or anything.
What if I touch this guy?
Nothing happened.
Did you give him a reach under?
No, just touched him on his shoulder.
Hey, you did not feel anybody heat coming.
He has to be able to give consent. Scar is a creep, but he's not a creeper. You understand? There's a huge difference here.
It does not appear to be giving off any body heat when you're close to him.
Well, vampires wouldn't anyway.
Yeah, vampires would be.
Well, technically, I shouldn't have told you they're vampires yet.
They're,
but...
they're dead people right now that aren't moving, that haven't decomposed.
Yeah, we don't know they're vampires yet.
Yeah, that would go into necrophilia, and that's a hard limit, yeah.
Actually, Maji just assumed there were statues when we first came in.
I'm going to not mess with the dishes and go look at the fireplace.
He started a fire in there, so now there's a fire in there. He did it.
Oh, you accuse of throwing it right under the bus. He did it.
I don't know where it came from. Nobody.
I'm going to...
Okay, there's a fire of unknown origin in the fireplace.
Look, fine, I'll put it out.
There wasn't a fire here a minute ago. Who put it here?
I'm going to walk up to the nearest seated person to the door.
Okay.
We'll walk in.
Are their eyes open?
Their eyes are open. They are in poses like they are having a dinner party.
Hey, David, put me on the other side.
Like they just froze in place in the middle of having dinner?
Yep.
Still on that side.
This side?
Yeah.
There is no food, however.
Guys,
is there anything in the goblet?
This is really weird.
Yes.
These people aren't decomposed.
There's also not an exit to this room, and we have no other place to go.
Is there any kind of like sense magic?
Detect magic.
Can I do detect magic?
You certainly may.
Can you cast detect magic? I don't even know if
I don't know if I can.
It's also a ritual if you want to.
Yeah, I can do it as a ritual.
Just takes 10 minutes.
I do not have detect magic as
I can do it as a ritual.
I can cast it.
It'll just take a while.
We're not going anywhere, so I don't see the point of rushing.
I just, point of clarity, because I've never played a sorcerer before. The spells that I have listed are the only spells I know, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. The only ones you can cast.
Because, like,
there's
other classes where you can pick from the list of spells, but you have to change it. You pick at the beginning of the day. Okay.
Right. You don't get that, but you get more.
You get more that you can cast, but you know fewer.
Okay.
Have access to fewer, I guess would be the better way to say it.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'll go ahead and do the detect magic ritual.
Okay. All the silverware, the goblets, and the clothing that they're wearing all radiate magic.
What kind of magic?
I didn't pick up flight.
I should have known you would ask that.
So, yeah, there's magic all over that, and the clothes.
And how many of them are there?
6 total. This many.
That's convenient, don't you think?
What? Just because there's 6 of us and 6 of them? I'm thinking somewhere in here we're going to have to pour some blood into a goblet or some crap.
Whose blood?
Hmm?
Whose blood?
I can put some in mine.
I ain't putting none of mine in there. I'd die too much.
That's true.
I don't think you have any blood you can spare right now.
Exactly.
Where in the player's handbook is a definition of schools of magic?
It's right before the spells.
Yes. You can ask what this
is. That's dumb.
I found it. Appears to be
convenient.
Do do do.
You freaked him out, man. He almost threw his phone and
Hey, I don't control that. I have no control over him.
There's a couple of those it could be, so I'm going to go with...
It could be more than one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Evocation.
All right, so evocation, which means boom, boom.
Or energy.
Or...
Usually some kind of blast.
Or it could also be conjuration.
Or conjuration, which means it's going to make something that wasn't there before.
Did we check around the fireplace behind... around the sides of it, see if there's any breeze or anything coming through the fireplace on the sides?
Investigation?
Yeah.
You can have guidance if you want.
I've got it.
Investigate.
All right.
Did you roll your two dice ahead for the day?
No, somebody has to... Oh, no, I haven't. Thank you. Investigation 18-20.
There is a secret door in the fireplace.
Oh, right there.
Do you want some of his dice to extra d20s?
Or no, I've got a couple right here. I just
told you.
Does it look like there's a...
a lever or something that we can...
Oh, pull? Can I use my thieves' tools to kind of like...
You're not gonna
try
use that.
And well, figure yeah, out yeah, yeah, how uh-huh. to open it?
Sure.
And that would be investigation, right?
No, that would be
thieves' tools.
Thieves' tools.
So it's your dexterity
plus your proficiency bonus.
Proficiency bonus. Try?
The 15.
That's good enough. It's open.
So this slides open or something?
Yep.
Yeah, but there's a fire in it now.
Did you put the fire out?
Sure.
There's no longer a fire.
I have a decanter of endless water.
I say we leave these freaks alone. Better keep going.
So if you're thirsty,
I second that. No reason to mess with something that's not messing with us.
Are you proficient in thieves' tools?
No.
In fact, I got a lot of gold.
I mean, do we need the gold?
I have an inn to buy, remember?
But it's all magicked?
Just means it sells for more. Magicked.
Yeah, who remembers what the door into this place said?
Traps, tricks.
Leave something. There was something we weren't supposed to touch.
So we just not touch anything. Let's just go.
What we're not supposed to touch? I don't remember.
His body?
Intelligence rolls. See if you can remember. Since you can't remember, see if your characters can remember. 17. Oh, Scar remembers.
Yeah, I don't.
17.
He said take 12. Anything you want 18. Throughout the tomb, but do not disturb the tower where his body is.
Okay.
So if we want to grab stuff, we can grab the stuff?
That doesn't mean there's not something protecting it, but yes.
If we touch that, they might come alive and try to eat us.
We'll I'm going to try to disable device. Really.
What device?
Magic.
The magic one.
Can you do that?
Haven't we put me in that hallway?
Can I do it? Trap.
So if y'all start a fight, I can come back in if I need to.
Shouldn't I be able to detrap it?
If it's, only if you can physically
if
do
it's
something
a trap,
to
yeah.
it.
If it's a trap, if it's a spell, then no.
If it's a trap...
Every item in here radiates magic.
Can I nullify it?
You can dispel magic, yeah.
I do not.
There's nothing physical to remove.
Do not have dispel magic.
Yeah, so
I do not have
these tools only work on physical damage.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't have it
now.
In my
if there
book.
Was like a rune or something that maybe you could
basically if you take a fork, something's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Oh, I do have it, but you can't cast it as a ritual, can you?
I don't know. Can you? It should say ritual in
description.
Nope.
I say we just leave alone.
I mean,
there are very few spells you can cast as a ritual.
Come back tomorrow, I can try it, but I can't mess with it today.
I'll go ahead and pat him on the shoulder, the dude on the shoulder as we go out. Say, enjoy your meal.
Excuse me?
Just the touch I did before.
His, you already touched him?
Yeah,
well, I told you, I poked
earlier.
The guy.
Oh, okay, we got to back up then.
Oh, my God.
You touched his clothing is the question, or did you touch his skin?
Probably skin.
All right, skin is fine.
Because I found out the detect magic showed that the cloak was magical.
Yeah, skin is okay. If you touch the cloak, we got a problem.
So probably like... So, as I'm heading out, I'll go, hey man, enjoy your meal.
His body was cold.
His body was cold. His clothes ready to eat magic.
Yeah, don't touch the clothes.
There's magic. Here.
Let's just leave everything in this room alone and go through the fireplace.
That's nice.
Okay, I'm going to follow through the yeah.
Up the ramp.
That.
Yeah.
I'm apparently in the lead now since I opened the door. Or I just stepped aside.
Anyway.
You suck like I'm not playing Dalen. You're gonna have a plate.
And where are you, Joseph?
Probably in the back. Or middle-ish.
Rear with the gear?
Yeah. I like the cool little table and chairs. They're cute.
Need a base. That's something that Joseph and Christy gave me, and it's now out of print. You can't buy it anymore.
What? How sad.
Those things?
Yep.
I have a lot of them.
I keep telling him he should bring them over here.
They're cool.
Yeah, whenever I...
I'm going to run in, I'm going to coup de grace the vampire.
I'm leaving. Give you a dollar.
Huh?
Give me a dollar. I've got this...
On the table now.
I've got this key...
Is it one of the keys I need?
I don't know. I just found it in the sorcerer.
No, because sorcerers, you would have to take the feat, which is kind of a waste of a feat for you.
Yeah.
You could do way better stuff with it. I think, anyway.
I've only got two ritual spells. So.
Animal Messenger.
Ooh, that's fun.
Alarm, ceremony, comprehend languages, detect magic, detect poisons and diseases, find familiar, identify, illusory script, prepare. There's actually a lot of them.
Well, that's nice. Because each of those would be things that you kind of...
don't keep all the time.
Yeah.
So no, Google it. Google it and you can find a list.
Me and you would have to have them memorized. Right. Yeah, because you change your list all the time.
No, mine are known. But it should be if you... that's a good question. But you don't use a spell slot when you cast it.
No, you don't. But I know I have to actually know the spell.
Right. Same with me.
For me, I just have to have it in my
book. I think for you, you just have that in your spell book.
Oh, by the way, the thing has to be attuned.
The belt already. Yeah,
for me, you can cast a bard spell you know as a ritual.
No, I didn't.
No?
I unattuned Staff of Striking. What you told me to do.
No, I didn't tell you to do
that. No, you want to keep that one.
Yeah. I didn't tell you to untune from anything.
How many things? What's the other thing you have then? Staff of Striking, the. You
cloak
can have three.
Cloak of Protection, Bracers, or Defense.
So the cloak or the bracers?
I'd get rid of one of them.
Whichever one gives you the least bonus. And I have a ring of animal.
And plus one bonus to AC and saving throws. Bonus plus two.
To AC only.
I'm gonna turn this one.
You have to have the spell prepared to cast it as a ritual.
Okay. So you have to prepare it, but you still keep the slot.
Exactly. You're not spending slots on it, only you got 10 minutes to cast it. So.
Okay. What's happening?
We are blindly charging forth.
Yep,
we're not charging.
Yeah, really, there's no reason for you to ever prepare that as well.
Identify one that would be prepared.
Wait, he doesn't have to memorize it?
No, he can just pull up on his phone.
Okay, come to an end of the hallway, and there is a door.
All right, anyone want to look for traps? It looks like a door to me.
I'll look for traps. Anybody want to help?
Sure.
I'll give you guidance. Get three more points.
We'll take the 5. Ew. Plus five is 10. Plus 3 is 13.
What were you doing looking for traps? Uh-huh. You don't see any.
All right, looks good to me.
All right. I shall open the door.
All right.
Because I can avoid traps. Hopefully.
You are standing looking out over what appears to be a flooded chamber. So it's the water comes right up to the edge of where you are. These hallways going off either side are at the same level that you are, so they are not flooded.
So it's like water at our foot level if we could walk on water.
Yes.
If I could walk on water.
Not too much.
He can walk on walls.
There are four mounds, not Almond Joy's.
There's what?
Four mounds, not Almond Joy's.
Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't.
Near each corner of the room.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Near each corner or in each corner?
Well, they're not actually this big.
Okay.
I'm just putting them here to show you.
That one has a skull. That's good.
I'm staying off that.
Are they like mounds of just dirt?
They are
mounds of happiness and joy.
I doubt that sincerely. Joy. Nothing they, in this dungeon is happy, happy.
They are mounds of rock. They sit above the water level.
So there's water everywhere.
In the center of the room is a wooden box on a small pedestal.
All right.
Inside the water, inside the box are what appear to be blue grains of sand. Apparently, the box is clear. You can see through it.
In the boxes above the water as well. Or
yes, sitting above. Yep, it is. It is apparently sitting on something because it looks like it's resting on the surface of the water.
Oh, I can teleport.
Blue grains of sand.
Yep, inside the box.
I can teleport up to 60 feet.
Shadow to shadow, though, right?
Yeah.
Shadow to shadow.
I'm just going to throw this out there. We probably shouldn't touch the water.
At sixth level, probably. You acquire the feature to move from one shadow into another when you're in dim light or darkness. As a bonus action, you can teleport up to 60 feet.
The only light that's in that room is light that you're putting in there.
You can see it.
Okay.
Yeah, dark
okay, well, I have dark vision. So I'll be able to teleport up to 60 feet. And I have dark vision, so...
Yeah,
But it takes key points.
You so you can teleport...
From shadow
so
to shadow.
You just jump
in the water? Flying. Flying, okay.
I can probably teleport from here to here, or here, right. From there to there.
So, what's, is there magic on the box?
Yeah, they're not flooded.
Or what magic is in the room? Maybe phrase it that way.
Are you going to do a ritual?
No. I mean, it's been up a hallway, so I'm assuming it's still going. 10 minutes.
Okay.
Unless it's a 10-minute long hallway.
The box is radiating magic.
Nothing else? None of the mounds?
No.
None of the almond joys.
I'm gonna go in a room on the ceiling.
Okay.
Where do you want to go?
I'll hang above the box for now.
Can you like spin a web and kind of drop down from the web?
No, I could get on the box.
Like
that.
Mission Impossible.
I could just jumped over.
I'm gonna use my wand of wonder. Oh, I'm kidding.
Do it! Do it now! Yeah! I'll give you a level.
There it is. It's recorded.
This is what we mean by Mike in his overwhelming joy of tables and random lists. We can never let him have, like Hackmaster. Have you ever seen the DM show?
Oh my gosh. No, there's tables upon tables.
I used to have a book called The Book of Tables. It is no longer in print or I would have it again.
So you said the two hallways to the left and right were open?
Yeah, and they're above water level, so they're not flooded.
Does it seem like there's anything under the water?
You can't see down in the water, but you don't see anything moving or anything.
Hey, what happens when you touch the sand?
Is there anything on
are
the
you touching it or are you asking him?
What kind of magic is it radiating?
I should memorize all of these. Actually, I do know what that one is.
Had a table.
Evocation.
Another evocation thing.
Well, I could drop the water or something, maybe. Sounds or plausible.
I mean, I can transport us to one of the halls one at a time.
I can... teleport to one of them.
I can step. I have Misty Step. I can move myself.
Well, I mean, if that as long as it doesn't use like a slot or something you may need later.
Yeah, that does use a slot. Well, it's a bonus action.
I know, but as far as a spell slot, I can save you that just by.
Yeah.
It'll take me a half a second for each person.
Mine uses it as a bonus action.
Which way are you going?
But how many times can you use it per day?
Or
per long rest or whatever. That's the thing to worry about.
Say.
Is it a monk ability? Is it the monk
shadow step
thing?
Yeah. Let me see. You then have an advantage on the first melee attack you make before the end of the turn. Yeah,
shadow step.
Oh. I just read something that I missed before. There is a loud sawing sound coming from that direction.
Oh, fun.
From that one?
Let's
yep.
not go that way.
Let's go that way.
Like they're moving, too.
Let's not go that way. That's
that
a
way.
Trap.
That is definitely not the way to be going.
Yeah, those are something you're going to have
to... What was that book called?
Dodge.
Book of Tables. Did you find it?
Maybe.
I haven't been able to find it anywhere.
But we're going right or left?
No, no, just tell me and I'll start moving people.
Yeah, which way are we going?
Are you strong enough to carry anybody?
No.
Right. We're not touching this box, right?
Silly question.
I mean, she's really strong enough to carry herself.
Can't you make a bridge out of the web, though? Is your webs not strong enough to carry people?
Do we really want to wait here that long?
No.
It's going to take a while.
And she's going to need a snack. It takes a lot of protein.
So many words.
If we're going right, I'm going to...
Yeah, it doesn't say there's a limit on it.
That I'm going to go I'm gonna shadow step to the...
What? Shadow step?
It
doesn't
take
a key point?
No.
It doesn't say anything like that. Yeah.
Yeah, no. It doesn't even take a key point. My dark vision takes a key point. My silence and my darkness.
What does the
look like on the front?
It's kind of plain black and white with text.
Of course, that's an old one, though.
Yeah, that's it. Where'd you find it?
I haven't yet.
The only real limit on it is that it needs a shadow to go to.
Yeah.
From one to another.
So I can move myself, but it requires spell slots. So if you can move me without the spell slots.
Well, I'm gonna use shadow.
First, I just need to know where people are going.
I'm going to the right, so shadow step me over there.
To the right.
I'm gonna move.
I thought the right was where the buzz sound.
No, buzz sound is to the left. To the left.
All the buzz sound in the hall to the left.
All right.
Once you get there, you can see that.
Put you over. Comfy?
Once you get there, you can see that this is an ancient stone bridge, and beneath it, before you get on there, you might want to hear what's beneath it, is a tentacled beast of tremendous size and anger.
Oh hell no!
So
we should have went the other way.
So you go over there and you see this thing.
Yeah, I'm already on it. So
do you tell anybody about that before I start bringing people over?
Oh yeah, now that I know it's there.
All right. So I would not be bringing people over.
So once you get close to that, tentacles flail up at you.
Let's go the other way, guys.
That could be hot.
Both options are bad.
Yeah. We're not going to get eaten alive. We won't get eaten alive the other way.
No, we'll probably get sliced in half.
See, the problem with all these traps and stuff is there's no indication of what to do to get through them.
Oh, so far they've been fairly... The ones that we have had to.
Well, like this dust. Through. Do we, like.
Now, this is a problem. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. There's nothing.
Do we sprinkle the dust on the mounds and.
Was the floor grows or something? Was the box, did it have a lid or anything? Did it have any writing or
it's
anything?
It's like a square glass box.
A square glass.
Was there anything in it?
Yeah, blue crystals.
Were the crystals magic?
They are.
They're evocation, you said.
Yes.
Fuck it. Go back and get the crystals. Explode.
As soon as you touch the box falls apart, the crystals fall into the water, and all the water freezes, but everybody's above water level, so you're good, now you can walk across the ice.
Oh.
But if you were in the water when that happened, that would have been a problem.
That was easy.
Okay.
Okay, that didn't help us any with the other...
No, but it tells us what this trap was, so...
I don't have to be
makes me feel
bad. Damn it, we should have just grabbed some and thrown it on the tentacle monster!
Well, no, we didn't... You
didn't really get the chance. As soon as you touch the box, it falls apart.
Over here with the rope bridge thing is what does the rest of the room look like? Is it just a big?
It's not a rope bridge. It's a stone bridge.
Stone bridge.
It's 5 feet wide across, and there is like 20 feet to each side where the tentacles are coming up.
Is there any way?
Is it still a room though?
It looks more like a hallway. It's just a wide hallway.
Oh.
And beyond at the end of it. The hallway turns right.
So this goes that way?
Yep. After about 30 feet. So, like, right here, it turns that way.
Okay.
I can get across, no problem, but...
Yeah,
the tentacles can reach to the ceiling of the room.
I can shadow step up to 60 feet.
Well, and you can teleport, so can we teleport past the...
No, see, that's what I can do. I can teleport past them. But I don't
everybody
know.
Can
I
come in here now since it's
I can't
ice.
Carry. I don't think I can carry anybody in that shadow step.
But
then again, it doesn't
no, but
say.
Star
yeah.
Can.
Yeah, but if it doesn't say that, it's giving you an awful lot of power. I doubt it. We'll give you that.
Could do some curling in the room there while you're waiting.
Curling. So what's up with a Russian dude getting doping for curling? What kind of doping do you do for that?
there is a drug you can use that helps your concentration. I think it's like...
But why? For curling.
What is that? What's it called?
I'm picturing him like, pumping up on roids, going, yeah, sleep.
Yeah, you don't need a lot of strength, so it's got to be something that helps your concentration.
But still.
Do we know how
concentrate?
Do we know how powerful the...
Probably something to steady your hands and your movement.
You do not.
Can we see if they're attached to a monster? Or are
I'm
they
not leaning over the
edge. You would have to look down the side.
I'm not leaning over.
But they were moving.
Okay.
So if we're in here, like, if we're there, is the tentacles, like, reaching up for us?
Yes. Are you standing there?
I am. I don't know if he is.
You're going to stand there and get tentacled?
Nah, back me up.
Do the tentacles go all the way to the ceiling?
They do indeed.
We can try cutting.
So what are we trying to see?
I think they want to get past the tentacles.
Somebody go to the other hallway and check what that buzzing noise was. Oh, well, shit.
It is
follow her.
A series of saws, two on each side, and they're moving, and like, they're moving, it's a pattern, but like one saw goes this way, then this saw goes this way, this saw goes this way. Give me an intelligence check.
Yeah, that would be a 19.
All right, you see the pattern you can walk through. You're going to have to make a dexterity save, but you can walk. You can get.
Does it look like there's a mechanism to turn it off?
Not in this hallway. Just slots for the saws.
Like
to come
on
through.
The other end of the hallway, maybe past it.
No, you don't see one.
Can't have a help but think these saws would be kind of useful with those tentacles.
Yeah.
I mean, can we borrow this trap to join with the other one? Just move these to that wall.
So
the
I'm gonna get in a portable hole. Just slap the portable hole over one saw blade.
Yeah.
Well, you made it through just fine, right?
She has not gone yet. She has to make a dexterity save when she does. Are you going?
Yeah.
Okay.
Please don't die.
I can get us past the tentacles, maybe.
I can get me past the tentacles.
I can get all of us past the tentacles.
What you got?
An 11.
Because you made your intelligence check first, that's good enough. You made it past the saws. If you had not, you would have been sawed up.
They've been making soup out of me.
My question is, now that she went this way, what's the point in going that way? Because we don't need to split up.
I'm going to try to follow. Can I follow her, seeing the pattern that she took?
You have to make the intelligence.
As well.
Bro, but I'll give you a +2 because you saw her do it.
Or advantage?
Yeah, advantage is better. Advantage.
Hey. Yeah, let's do advantage.
Hey.
All right, with advantage, I've got a 13.
I don't like that.
I'm smarter than you.
You need to roll well enough that he doesn't have to check the DC.
You're not smarter than me.
Why can't it be both?
All right, your DC, your save DC is going to be a little bit harder. But you can still do it.
18.
Oh, yeah, you made it with no problem. You bounced around from side to side and top to bottom.
So I guess we're going that way.
Well, we're going to try to see if there's anything over here to turn them off.
Investigation.
Okay.
That
rolled me. I got a 13. You got a 12,
I got 15.
There does not appear to be anything, any mechanism to turn them off.
But can I coach people through it from the other end?
You can give them advantage on their intelligence checks.
Okay.
Go when that saw goes and not when that one's going and like that.
So we're going this way?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So each person needs to make an intelligence check with Christy coaching you.
What if I can just...
You get advantage and you can go best by. If you got some other way to go,
and
you can just go.
You roll 2d20s and you take the higher, right?
I'll take the 15.
Okay, and then you're good, so do your intelligence.
All right.
You don't get advantage on that, just roll. I mean, do your dexterity.
Well, I do get advantage as a barbarian trait.
Okay.
Trap sense.
Polymorph.
Which I apparently needed, because that would have been a 1.
You just get something small enough to just...
Yeah, I don't want to waste a 4th level spell.
Okay, now do your dex save.
Do I get advantage on that, or just...
You just get an easier save.
Yeah, why didn't you put everybody in the bag of holding?
They don't hurt.
I want to make my intelligence.
There is no air in a bag of holding, I want to point out.
See, we get advantage, right?
Yes. Actually, there's a thing that says there's a certain amount of air in there for like 10 minutes for a single so medium-sized creature. So 22. He's got 10 minutes.
You're good.
I want to take the 12.
You're good.
That's a good point.
For my deck save.
Because people were abusing the crap out of it. I mean,
I'm three.
Everybody's across.
Did you guys find anything to turn it off with?
Nope.
I shadow stepped across.
I'm going to look as well. Not that you guys can't find it, but I'm still going to look. Will you show me where you look?
Sure.
No, no, you can do it. Go for it.
22. I rolled a 20.
What are you doing?
Looking for traps on this side. Way to turn this thing off.
You do not see any way to turn it off, nor do you see any traps.
Yeah, it still says
find anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found something.
That wasn't as fat, asshole.
All right. Apparently there is no way to turn this trap off over here, so you're just going to have to listen to that sound and maybe have to go back past it again.
Do we need this room anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
You are going to have to go back past it again.
I just imagine like that scene from Galaxy Quest.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's happening?
Oh, the movie. I need to watch it again.
Where are we at?
In that hallway.
And what's... Anything does it end at a door?
Ends at a dead end.
Wait.
What,
wait, if there was a dead end, we wouldn't have told everybody to come here.
However.
Is there anything on the wall that we can investigate, like a secret room, secret door?
You feel a faint breeze of air coming from directly ahead of you.
Sorry.
Damn it, Bart. Oh.
Who let Bart
oh my God. My mouth was open. My mouth was open, Bart.
That's not the worst thing that's been in your mouth.
No, no, it's not. You're right.
All right, who let Bart in front?
I'm behind you. And you still got it in your mouth.
That's talent.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, so are we checking the door, the wall to see if we can go through the wall?
Yeah, looking for a secret door, secret room.
Anybody?
Investigate.
Because my investigation is not good.
Yeah, I have a zero.
I'll give you guidance. Take four more points. On
I got a 14.
Add four to it.
18.
There's not a secret door, but it looks like you might be able to just take the rocks out of the wall and make an opening, perhaps.
All right. Let's get
to work. I should have seen that.
I'm going to step back out of the way.
All right, dude. You're strong now. You're the strongest member of the party.
Yeah.
So get your ass to work.
All right,
get your tail working. Yeah, work that tail. Work that tail. Yeah.
I guess I'll start tearing away at the blocks.
You just want to watch him work.
I slap Scar in the back of the head.
I want to blindfold him.
Keep going. I didn't say for
you. He'd enjoy it too much.
All right. Once you remove enough of the stones to be able to see through, you see a giant chest in the middle of the room.
Guys, we're going down.
And nothing else.
There's a big-ass chest in here.
Is there more water on the floor in this room?
There is not.
That doesn't scream trap.
Yeah.
I'm not going in there, guys. I'd die too easy, even though I'm the strongest.
I mean, a giant chest is nice. I'm more of a butt man.
I'll go in and check it out.
More of a butt lizard.
Wow, that didn't last long. I'm not going in. 2 seconds later, I'm going.
I'm in. I'm going to go to this side so I can watch them as I probably die.
No, you're fine as long as you don't touch anything. I'll go on in.
But I'm going to, stand.
I wish. See, that's what it would have been. What it would have been nice to get recorded without other people talking.
I need to put the face on it.
He just said, "I want to touch it."
Oh, shit. I've got to pay attention to what I say. Sometimes.
Let me give you a reach on. I want to touch it.
Let me plug this in.
And eventually, we will have the inappropriate remix.
I can just get me a soundboard of all of David's comments.
Son of a bitch.
Get just one of those recordings. Press the button. Reach under. Let me plug this in. I really want to touch it.
We can make an app for that.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I want an
auto-tune.
We're just killing his neck, making him laugh.
That's why we're doing it, because we are evil people.
Oh,
Laughter is good medicine, right?
Oh, right. Except for him. Except for me. Hey, guys, what y'all want me to do with the box?
Probably don't touch it. I know, it's weird for me to say that. But
am I going to look for traps?
Come on, man. What's in the box?
What's in the box?
I would look for traps, but my investigation sucks.
I would try for traps.
Good luck. Guidance.
Anybody want to help me?
Nope. Looks like you got that on your own.
I'll help you if you want advantage.
It's not trap.
I'll help you if you want advantage, but
I can't. Is your detect magic still going?
No,
I'm
going to
say
not.
That all that going through over there wasted the rest of the spell.
Yeah,
I got one. 17.
2 for me.
Oh, 2 from you. 22.
You see no trap, nor does there appear to be a lock on the chest.
It's open.
Then okay. It's definitely a trap.
Hold on. Hold on. Oh, shit. You have a sword or something?
Yeah.
Poke it with a sword.
I got a stick.
Oh, God,
but it's a
poke it to make sure it's not alive.
All right. I'll poke it with a sword.
Appears to be wood. Makes the sound of the sword would make hitting wood. Clunk, clunk.
Okay, I'm opening it.
Alrighty.
Bite you.
Percentage dice.
Him?
Whoever.
He's opening it.
He's opening it.
There's going to be a couple of rolls here, so.
Which one do I?
Percentage dice.
He's stroking out on us.
Yeah.
Ask Alexa.
No.
It'll take her 30 minutes to roll percentile dice.
7 and 2 zeros.
Seven.
700. How'd you get 700 out of 100?
Be nice to him. Payment.
I was confused there for a minute.
I rolled 7.
All right. 2d6.
Those are the square ones.
Fuck.
7,000 electrum pieces.
7,000 what?
Electrum pieces.
I don't have the special book that I bought.
That's the book right there.
Is it?
Well, that's a book. I don't know if that's her book.
If it's not, it's up there in that basket.
Well, that's where that one came from.
What's an electrum piece?
It's not quite as good as a gold, but better than a silver.
What's the piece of paper that's folded over there? Is that yours?
A gold.
So I get all this because I've won it and braved it and opened it?
I don't think we'd use that for this.
I'll share. I'll split.
Yeah. Has somebody else been using our...
Well, I don't think that's actually
it.
That's for us. That's Star Trek.
Okay, but, yeah.
There you go.
I has a...
Okay.
All right, someone else needs to roll percentage.
How many electrum?
7,000.
30.
D10?
3.
Three 2,500 gold piece art objects.
Damn.
7,000.
This must be a really big chest.
3 25.
What'd you get? Like
34.
Y'all went through the last money. Y'all got
sure,
pretty quick.
Go to
yeah, I have like no money.
D6.
Shut up. You got a belt out of it. Quit your whining. Really? Two.
And the percentage dice twice.
97.
Damn.
A wand.
And 69.
And a ring.
Like the people who did it.
I was just waiting for it to be something cool.
Huh?
Can I pull something out of the box?
That's it. That's everything that's in there.
Hmm.
So.
Hey, I think we should. You got a wand? What kind of wand is it?
It's a very good one.
We're not sticking it up anybody's ass.
No. My wand.
Wow, where'd that come from?
So that look he had on his face.
My wand goes only where I decide.
I was going to suggest giving it to the sorceress.
Well, there's a ring, there's a wand. We have no idea what they do, so.
I have 7,000.
I think we just give them both to him to hold on, let Bart hold on to them until he can identify.
We're going
to
be here for a little while. I can cast Identify.
How much Electrum did I get?
It takes 10 minutes.
7,000.
What is that short split run. Five ways?
Well, I'll
six
just
ways.
Keep a party run for the moment.
Okay.
And we'll split it later.
Okay.
Electrum
we
is
have bags of help.
Electrum is what, 2 gold each? Or
no.
Half a gold each?
I think
half.
Because yeah. Between silver and gold.
So we'll split it six ways.
Yeah,
are we doing Identify?
Yeah. Really, you're getting all mercenary.
Casting it as a
I was
going to
split it, Perry.
I know, but you're like...
Which one are you doing
right
first?
Now?
No.
We'll do the wand first.
It's a wand of paralysis.
Do this so we know where
everybody... So, what is this wand of...
Wand of paralysis.
Ooh.
Hey, I think Dummy used it on himself.
I'm gonna put him down. He's paralyzed.
Can
I'm
I
just
keep that?
I'm gonna teabag him. I'm gonna walk over here and just teabag him.
Ring.
You've got your staff. What do you need this for?
Here we go.
Oh, just to calm you down.
And the wand. The wand has 7 charges.
6. I'm kidding.
6. No, he used it on himself.
I'm kidding.
On a hit, the target is paralyzed. You have to roll a ranged attack. Over target is paralyzed for 1 minute, which I guess means there is no saving throw.
If you hit,
you have to hit.
The wand regains 1d6 plus 1 expended charges daily at dawn. However, if you use the last charge, roll a d20. On a 1, the wand crumbles into ashes. So probably don't use the last.
Do you want me to write all that down?
No. One of us is gonna take it.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the
that
ring?
That would be a good one for him since he's not.
This is true.
Yeah.
I think that'd be good for him, and then you can worry about the nuki nuki stuff.
Mm-hmm. It is a ring of
awesomeness. Protection.
Ring of 69.
It is a ring of protection, but it does not tell me what number.
Oh. Is there another chart for that? No, I think it's just they only have the one ring now.
Okay, then it's ring of protection plus 1, because that's the one that's listed in here.
Wait, it's the one ring?
No, it's not the one ring. It is one of those rings.
Ring of protection plus 1. I guess that's it. There's
there
no better rings.
I have the staff of the war mage, so like...
To AC and saving throws.
I also have a staff of thunder and lightning, so you can totally take the one.
I mean, I'll take the ring if
it
no one else.
It has to be a 2.
What's the ring?
How many
ring of protection plus 1?
3.
I don't have any more attune slots.
We have staff.
I have one because I gave you the belt.
Yeah. I'd say you keep it.
I could really unattune myself on the wand of wonder. That would make everybody else.
I have only one thing that's attuned.
I'd take
and
the wand of paralysis. In.
I don't have a magical weapon, so
take the wand of paralysis.
There's actually been some things that haven't been locked through, so. At least this way I could
works for
maybe
me.
Paralyze him.
Is everyone okay with me taking the ring?
I've kind of been hoping that, you know,
I don't have
protection.
Bart would keep that, so in case you
I don't have anything else I can
do.
I'm full up on my
attunes.
I
got to
hit her
three
first.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
I only have 2
attunes.
I don't know why.
Do I need protection?
Do you actually say that?
No.
Where's my...
No, that was Christy, not Deidre.
And that is a short rest.
Hey, can I give her the braces of
my ulterior motive?
Yeah, you want
the exact opposite of that.
But no, for real though.
Your armor class isn't going to be real high for a sorcerer.
I'm giving her the bracers of defense.
That's probably wise.
Ren,
hmm?
You're getting the bracers of defense.
No. Isn't that going to lower your armor?
I'm already a 10.
I'm not wearing any armor.
Yeah, that's you shouldn't. You should be wearing a robe.
Yeah.
It doesn't give you any AC bonus, so it doesn't matter.
So bracers, is that...
Here's what the ring of protection looks like.
It's under magic.
It's a shield.
It's
if you just go under magic...
Oh, it's magic, not
armor?
Yeah,
it's just called bracers of defense.
Ring of bracers of defense.
Yeah, see, they give plus 2 armor class.
Yeah.
My armor class is good, but it also gives me plus 1 to save.
Well, that give her a plus 2 armor.
So I'll take the ring of protection
class.
If no one minds.
Make sure you mark 5 for free.
Yeah.
And then add clothes.
Yeah, that'll give you a plus 2 bonus to your armor class.
And then I can
go to your...
Right?
Yep.
Okay. So that gives me my 3 attunes.
Yep, and your armor class.
How long does it take to attune?
10 minutes. You got to sleep with it overnight.
Okay, so not attuned to credit.
Yeah.
You know the way these rings are depicted in here, there's really no need to have to identify them. You can tell what they are by looking at them.
Nah, those are just suggestions.
With the cloak, I get more attunement to it.
So it's not attuned yet.
The cloak only says
it will be.
To armor and saving throw.
Yeah, but it's not yet.
It's
so
not
yeah,
yet.
But I need that saving throw.
Yeah, so.
You got to think how many times I almost died.
But it'll attune itself after a long rest, right?
You're wearing it now, and after a long rest, it'll be attuned.
Okay.
And
but
I'm not attuning for my staff of striking.
Is it? I thought it was.
That's the only weapon I really have.
And you can't use it until it's been attuned.
Is
yes?
That the only weapon? No, I've got a short sword and some darts.
I can still use it. Beat somebody over the head with it.
It's a club. A really, really expensive club.
Wand.
It still functions as a wand.
It's a wand. You're just
you
like
can do all the things you can do with a wand.
Baton.
With it. Just saying.
Here's your wand. That's how big your wand is.
No, that's how big your wand is.
Shit.
We're comparing wand sizes now, apparently.
This is the size of my wand.
You know, if your wand's actually
it
worth anything,
like
you don't have to tell people about it.
Holding an apple.
He says his wife may come soon. I wonder what she's going to think about the way we behave here.
I mean, the truth.
She's used to the way I behave. Trust me. Y'all ain't no different. She'll be used to it.
I am totally different from you. I'm a woman. I have bigger boobs.
The truth is, I'm hung like an
idiot. What
the hell you look
at? I guess you do. I was just checking.
You made him insecure. Way to go, Mike!
Now, the way I picture it, Scar is hung like an infant. 9 pounds, 21 inches. What?
You know, technically you're a lizard. You don't have anything until, you know.
It's just hidden behind a, what do you call those things?
They have them.
He has, it's a cloaca.
There you go.
No, I mean, they have, they're like a crocodile, and, you know, I Googled it, not just... because I was curious about all the sex comments we were making.
You Google crocodile penis.
I did. So that's my search. That's in my search history now. I mean, no, there's no getting around.
That's not a process.
No.
I'm not going with it. I'm just going to
accelerate. If you want to look at something terrifying.
No, we don't.
Turtle.
Please stop looking at animal dicks.
It looks like a face hugger, and it's like they can move it around.
Some bitch is actually going to look it up.
No, I'm looking up something else completely different.
Uh-huh.
You should probably look up the size of a barnacles in proportion to its body.
It has the largest proportion.
Watch the cat, she'll try to get out the door.
Yep.
If she does that, you can't take her with you when you leave.
I don't think she can get out.
Everyone's waiting while I look this up.
No.
We can ask Alexa to describe it.
I'll be fine. I don't care to know.
Actually, these pictures are really funny because most of them are like a turtle like one of them's a turtle going like this, like he's like really excited and happy for doing something.
He's so proud.
That's not actually showing anything. Oh wait, hold on.
Is getting it on with this dude's shoe at a zoo.
I've seen that. That's just weird.
She's doing that because she wants to go outside.
You can go outside, honey.
Yeah, it's weird looking.
I'm sorry.
So what are we doing now?
I think we have to go back to the bus halls.
Is there not another exit out of here?
I want to see one to you.
Did you check?
Did you?
No. I'm over here counting money.
Are you individually counting each
22?
What are you checking?
For another door.
That does not appear to be.
Shit.
So we do have to go through the tentacles. Yay!
Please check out page.
All right.
I did not sign up to be in an anime.
So who has the wand?
Oh!
What?
We can paralysize the tentacle monster!
We gotta wait 8 hours?
Yeah, he's gotta sleep overnight.
It has 7 charges. Oh, it's not attuned.
Yeah, it's not attuned yet.
Okay, let's...
So, are we taking a long rest, and then we'll go deal with the
monster? I hate the attunement thing. Such a pain.
Annoying. How about we just take a long rest, that way it's attuned to him when we go. That way we can use it against the tentacles.
Let's go through the bus halls. Just guys have to sleep because of it. You have to reattach somebody's head or something else.
I'm on because I can just. Are we going through them now and waiting on the other side?
I mean, we can.
It's gonna be pretty cold on our asses on the other side if that's ice.
You want me to make you a hammock?
I mean, we just did a long rest just before we came over here. So
no, it's the tomb is the only reason.
You're taking thunder. She's our mascot. You have to bring her back when we play.
No.
She's our mascot.
No.
Erin's letting her take thunder?
Yeah, she wanted her gone.
So she's gonna come stay with us.
We'll have to beat up a few other cats.
Ryan and Mickey are both really allergic to cats.
And she is fixed, yes.
Yes.
So are we going to the ice?
Like 14.
Oh. Yeah.
She's senior.
She's in great shape, though, for her age.
Yeah, she is.
She's a cougar. She goes after the younger cats.
Oh, my God.
You know, a cat.
You are Scar.
It's a cat.
You are Scar.
Cougar. Because, you know, cougars are cats. That's why. It's
yes, we funny. Got the joke. Stop explaining the joke. You make it less funny.
But it becomes more funny because I'm explaining it.
So oh awkwardly. My god. So are we long resting? Is that what we're doing?
Once we make it
there's been some debate.
Are we going back through the
we're gonna have to go back through the bus halls.
Alright, let's go.
Okay, who's so going we have to first? Roll again?
I'll go yeah. first.
Just your dex.
Just I'll
go first. I'm just going to go ahead and teleport through.
If we're
going
to take a long rest, go ahead and polymorph.
Actually, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to Misty
Step. I'll polymorph into a mouse.
I'm okay. going to Misty Step. Aww. Because I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I'm going to do the same thing. Does anybody...
I'm a rabid mouse.
Other people, I mean...
Why you bite me?
You might another time.
Just walk through it.
I mean, do you have enough slots to do that?
I've got two.
Okay, sure.
Wait.
I can polymorph you too.
I am misty.
Does it wear off?
Polymorph?
Yeah.
Are you, no, you're permanent.
No, it's permanent.
I have to catch permanency on you for it to. I don't have permanent. That spell.
Okay.
And I found out about polymorph. I was reading up on it, and it can only be beasts, so we can't actually do the dragon thing. There's other polymorphs later on that do true polymorph. That do other stuff.
Concentration or up to an hour. As soon as I stop concentrating on it, you come back.
I turn Scar into a little lizard.
I'm out.
So,
hey,
so
it has to be a beast? So I can't turn myself into a spider? What the fuck?
You are a
this
spider!
This is racist!
You are a
spider.
So,
spider considered vermin, though.
That's it for this episode. Come back in.
Nothing.
We ain't got nothing at Copeland, but hopefully
next time, maybe we'll do more of that stuff.
Hopefully.
Hey, we got paid.